Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Tough Conversations. Today we'll be talking about the game between Arsenal Football Club and Manchester City at the Emirates. This would be the first meeting between the two this season. It's another heavyweight clash for Arsenal in their fifth game of the season, and they've already played Liverpool, Manchester United away, where they've come up with a win and a loss, a narrow loss to Liverpool at Anfield. Joining me for this conversation today is a longtime friend, a longtime Arsenal fan as well, someone who I respect his opinions very, very much. Welcome to the show, Mr. Cyril. How do you do?
I'm very, very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here because there are so many things that we have to clear, and I hope to do them on this show today.
Very, very much, Mr. Arteta's number one fan. Welcome on board, Mr. Ugo. Welcome back, the long-time Arsenal fan. Very, very well knowledgeable, very well versed on these conversations. Welcome, welcome. How do you do?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure being on this podcast and talking football, bantering other clubs and sticking with Arsenal through thick and thin.
Very much so, very much so. So straight off the bat, Manchester City come to the Emirates. This has not been a very good hunting ground for them since possibly 2023. Haaland has been going this having this ongoing feud with especially Gabriel, but Gabriel and Saliba would be missing tomorrow's game. From my findings, I think Mosquera fills in, and Mosquera has filled in quite reasonably well. I've known Mosquera since his time at Valencia. He has been a starter since he was, I think, 18 years. So he's well versed. He's a proper lad. How do you see the game tomorrow, Mr. Ogo? What are you looking for in the game tomorrow?
Straight off the bat, like you said, I'm looking for a win for Arsenal. Arsenal has to keep the pace up with Liverpool. If Arsenal is to compete for the league this season, these are the kind of games you want to make a statement with. These are the kind of games you want to win. That kind of games, regardless of how the opponents play or what kind of tactics or how they approach the game tomorrow. You want to find solutions in the game, within the game, and ensure you go. I mean, you are home, you have the crowd backing you throughout 90 minutes. You want to ensure that you end up with 3 points, regardless of how well you play. So it is I'm looking forward to seeing a very fantastic game tomorrow, as well as an Arsenal win, because keeping up with Liverpool is going to be a very it's going to be very tough this season, but Arsenal has the quality to actually go head to head with Liverpool, and that means games like this against Man City, you have to be winning it by all means.
Sure, thank you very much. Arsenal already off the pace. They are 6 points behind Liverpool as of this recording. Liverpool won narrow victory today at the Merseyside Derby at home at Anfield. Mr. Cyril, you've been Arteta's longest supporter I've known. How do you think he's going to approach tomorrow's game versus Manchester City at home? Do you think he's going to be conservative? Do you think he's going to go on all-out approach? We've seen him be conservative away at Anfield. We've seen him go all out at home versus Leeds, and in the last game where Arsenal, probably demolished their opponents at home. How do you think he's going to approach this particular game tomorrow?
Okay, this is my first time on this podcast, so I would like to express myself very, very well. I would like to ask, what do you think? What kind of midfielder do you think Pedri is?
Pedri is the kind of midfielder where you would say Andres Iniesta and Xavi Hernandez had a relationship and they gave birth to one player, because Pedri is that kind of player that attracts the opponent, holds on to the ball, takes his team upfield, gets on the ball, gives goals, and of course, he has the creative side of Iniesta to him. And with Xavi Hernandez, when he played for Barcelona, he's that type of player that keeps the game going. One touch, quick passes, quick switch, hold on to the ball, accelerate the game, decelerate the game as he seems fit. So Pedri is basically a controller and also has a creative side to him. He can play deep as a DLP or play ahead as an advanced eight or even a 10 sometimes under DLP, under De La Fuente. So what's the question exactly, and how are you going to relate it to this particular game?
So what I was looking at is I'm not trying to say they are the same person, but if you watch Mikel Merino play, that is the same type of play he has. He has the defensive qualities as well as the attacking aspects as well. So I remember seeing comments after the Liverpool game. And people said, "Oh, Arteta approached the game defensively." But what really stuck to me was last season, he played a midfield of Merino, Partey, and Declan Rice. And Merino scored in that game, and nobody said anything about him approaching the game defensively. I find it very interesting that when he came this season, with a midfield of Merino, Zubimendi, and Declan Rice, everyone says, "Oh, he went there to try and get a draw, not to win." Don't you think that's very interesting? So, if we were to see that same midfield, would you tell me he's being conservative?
At home and away from home, the way I see football is when you are at home, you approach the game differently from when you are away from home. Obviously, Hansi Flick is my coach, and the man doesn't see things that way. He approaches the game the same way, whether we go away from home or at home. And fans would like to see more of this, but I get where you're coming from, where you say, having a player like Zubimendi on the pitch, Rice on the pitch, and also adding Mikel Merino, it's a bit stifling. You want to stifle the opponent more than you want to attack the opponent. So I can see where people are coming from that particular discussion, point of discussion. So
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just all
very,
about
very much.
perspective.
I can. So my answer to your question is, obviously, I want to see my team dominate the play. I want to see them go for the win. Everybody wants that. But I feel like everyone is quick to say, "Oh, the manager is this or that." But then I personally do not believe there's any manager that doesn't go into a game wanting to win, whatever the tactics are, or the players that he put out on the pitch. It might be a different approach to what you feel, but I feel like most managers go out there to win,
More
whatever
likely.
approach, whatever they have. Yes. So when you say he's being conservative, I feel like most people, that is their perspective, not Arteta's perspective.
Right, I
And
didn't.
if you were to be subjective about it, like tomorrow we might not have Odegaard on the pitch because we really don't know his fitness issue. I do not expect Eze to start in the attacking midfield position. I think he'll still be on the left, same as Madueke on the right. I do not want to see Ethan Nwaneri tomorrow. It's not that I do not think he's a good player, but I do not think he's at the level yet to play or to start in such a game.
I understand that. So you are basically saying that you would accept the conservative approach from Arteta. We'll come back to this.
I
We'll
am
come back to this. We'll come back to this
saying
discussion, Mr. Cyril.
I do not think he is being conservative by playing a player who has shown over and over again his attacking pedigree. Might not be the serious midfielder like everybody wants. Very progressive if you watch his game.
All right. Analyst Kenneth, welcome to the show. My question to you now is this. City, there's a new look City right now. Donnarumma is the new goalkeeper. He's kept two clean sheets in his first two games. And Rodri is back. He was exceptional versus Napoli. We expect Rodri, Tijani Reinders to start at the base of City's midfield. And possibly ahead of them would be Foden. How do you think Pep would should line up or start his midfield to combat Arsenal's combative midfield? Because at this point, we expect Arsenal to start with possibly Zubimendi, Rice, and Mikel Merino, as Mr. Cyril pointed out. So how would you line up if you were Pep?
If I were Pep, or what do I think Pep would do? I want to understand what you're asking
Well,
me
the first
now.
question is, what would you do if you were Pep? The second question would be, how do you think Pep will line up? Quite quickly,
Okay,
briefly, run through.
we've had a lot of conversation about football. You know, I love control so much, and if I start coaching today, I would not negotiate control. So because of that, I understand how good Arsenal presses, and you've made mention of a DM and a CM. So we are thinking of, is he going to use an AMF in the person of Foden, or is he going to use another CM, probably Bernardo Silva? So I'm definitely going to go for Bernardo Silva because of the control he gives. And Arsenal has, I also understand from how Arteta thinks, or from what he shows us, that he thinks defense first before attack. And every Arsenal fan that wants to be honest would agree that they've been looking for a symmetry between the offensive play and the defensive play.
Analyst Kenneth, I
We
think
can't hear you.
you're muted, Analyst Kenneth.
You muted, Analyst
Dead.
Kenneth.
Jeez. So I'm saying that I do not negotiate control. So Bernardo Silva is going to start for me to complete Reinders and Rodri. And you know, when you want to set up your team, you're also considering the opposition. So I think Arteta has the best defensive model in Europe at the moment. And it's not every Arsenal fan would agree with me that they've been looking for symmetry between their offensive play and their defensive play. So also, in when it comes to the attack, we've seen what Doku has been doing lately. So it looks like he's game on. Even though prior to now, I would say Grealish gives more control, but I think Pep needs bites in the attack, because when you're using a player like Haaland, he needs combination, you know, because he depends so much on his teammates. He can't really drop like Ekitike or Isak to make play like that. So you'll be needing people that can put in the crosses or get to the byline and play a cut back for him. So I see Doku starting as well. That would be my midfield and attack. The defense now, it's still the same thing. Just the way they did set up against Manchester United is still going to be same for me.
All right. What I expect Pep to do, I think he really has a base. I think he's going to go possibly with Rodri and Tijani Reinders as his base in midfield. And ahead of them will be Foden and Bernardo Silva as his right winger. I would not expect Oscar Bob to start in a game like this because Doku, who is already, should I say, less control of the ball, or is already on the left, and Oscar Bob will also be that player on the right. And against Arsenal, that's not a team you want to be losing and conceding possession to that way. So I expect Bernardo Silva to play as a right winger, possibly cut into midfield and allow that whole flank to be for the right back. But we'll get back to that. Mr. Ogo, coming back to you again, Eze or Martinelli? Martinelli came off the bench against Athletic Bilbao in the Champions League. Scored a goal, assisted another for Trossard. How would you line up? Because bear in mind, just like Mr. Cyril said, he expects Eze to play off the left. But it looks like, and before the signing of Eze, I mentioned it on this podcast as well as on X. I said, where do we expect Eze to play? Because over the years, at least for the past 2 years right now, we have seen that Arteta has moved to a 4-3-3. If you play a 4-3-3, Eze does not have a spot in that team, in my opinion. But if you were to morph it into a 4-2-3-1, making Eze the central attacking midfielder, or quite possibly a left winger that cuts in, Maybe he may have, a decent chance, because on the other side, Madueke is a clear like-for-like replacement for Saka. So if you were Arteta, or how do you think Arteta is going to line up tomorrow, especially with his midfield and left wing in consideration? Bear in mind that City are obviously never going to relinquish possession, so they're obviously going to set up at least either in a high block or in a mid block. So how would you line up, or how do you think Arteta is going to line up or approach the game?
Thank you very much. But just before I attempt or give more explanation on what you've asked, I want to first of all debunk something analyst Kenny said when he talked about when he mentioned when he mentioned Arteta being too defensive. So I think that's so that's
That's not what I said.
no, I mean
it,
I mean
it's all
you
about
And you
it, it's all
mentioned he
about
has the
perception
best
at this
defensive
point.
model.
Yes,
No,
that's
you
all about
mentioned
perception.
he thinks more defensive
Yes,
before attack. That was
yes,
the
that I
exact,
said.
yeah, that was
That
the
I
exact
said.
word you used. But one of the things I was trying to debunk, or I'm trying to debunk with people, is because a lot of people have some misconception with Arteta, which is fine. Arteta has always bought defenders. I mean, he has a very good eye in getting some of the best defenders in Europe. But if there's one thing, if you've listened to Arteta over the years, it's over 5 years he's been in Arsenal now. So if you've listened to him mostly, Arteta has always mentioned the word control. So Arteta is that coach that prefers when he loses the ball, he has control of how his players respond to that. So he doesn't play, or he doesn't set up his team to react when they lose the ball. He sets up his team to anticipate when they lose the ball. So it is different from when you say someone is being defensive. The way Arteta sets up his team before the ball gets to defense, already the team knows, or they anticipate exactly what to do and how to contain certain attacks. So when you say Arteta is defensive, he defends from front to back. He doesn't rely only on his defenders to do the defense, to do the defensive work. That is why if you look at some of the metrics as well, the players he has signed, you would see that they are players that can actually defend as well as attack. You look at Madueke. Madueke is someone that tracks back as well as attack. If you look at someone like Merino, these are people that they keep pressing to the end of the game. Zubimendi, these are people that will keep pressing in the midfield to the end of the game. So Arteta's setup is more of controlling how your opposition plays you. So if you talk about defense, I mean full defensive, then I think you're skewing Arteta's identity somewhere else. Yes, he has the best defense in Europe, but you won't compare his defensive setup to the likes of Inter Milan under Filippo Inzaghi. They are two different style of play. Filippo Inzaghi is ready to relinquish the ball and defend all through, and then hit you on the counter. Arsenal wants to hit you, hold possession, as well as still defend against you. So when you put Arteta in that shoe of Filippo Inzaghi, I think you're kind of having some misconception about the coach. Now, going back to Samuel's question, which is Eze. Eze is a very fantastic player, and to be very honest, tomorrow's game, I'd rather start an Eze over Martinelli. I'd rather have Martinelli come into the game and impact the game the same way he did at Bilbao. One of the positive thing Martinelli brings into Arsenal is relentless. So he's relentless, he's pacey, he will track back. And if you want someone to finish off a game in at the highest level, where you still have your team pressing the opposition, you want to have someone like Martinelli on the bench. Trust me, this is every manager's headache, where you have too many quality players or players that could still play very good football and give you results sitting on your bench. It gives any manager, whether you're Pep or you're Arteta, or whether you're Alex Ferguson or Mourinho, you have a lot of headache making player selection. Now, what does Eze bring into the Arsenal team? Over the week, we saw lots of clips where people were saying Arteta was asking Eze to hug the line. Yeah, Arteta wants to have players that kind of hug the line, but also with Eze, he understands, and he has mentioned in his press conferences, he's ready to adapt to player strengths, which is he's talking about Gyökeres, Eze, as well as Madueke. These are
Oh,
players that are different.
sorry to interject right now, but has
Yeah.
Arteta done this over the years, especially attacking footballers? Has he
So
adapted to their strengths?
over the years, because Arsenal has had limited. So Arsenal has not really invested much in attack. So that argument, adapting to defenders, it has not really been clear. We've not really seen that from Arteta over the years. However, this season, he's come out openly and then he has said, "Oh, the team are ready to adapt to the way Gyökeres play as well as the way Eze plays." So now that is someone that's thinking along the lines of how do I change the way I'm set up. In the first in under when Arsenal had someone like Xhaka in the team, Arsenal made use of the left eight very well. Xhaka left the team. Arsenal started using the right eight more prominently with Xhaka and Odegaard and Saka mostly operating on the right. That was why over the last 2 years, Arsenal relied heavily on the right. Now there's a bit of a balance where you are having Eze coming into the team. Calafiori these days, you could see him progressing up, pushing the ball forward, occupying half spaces within the midfield, and then pushing up into the attacking third. Now, where Eze comes in is the fact that Eze is not a typical winger that hugs the line. Eze is the one that wants to cut in, that wants to drive the ball in, combine with his attacker, and then get a pass or give an assist, kind of.
Okay,
That is what Eze brings to the team.
we're
So
expecting
I'm
Eze to
expecting,
start.
and Eze to start from the left, supporting the attack with Gyökeres up top, combining with him as well as his other teammates. So it is a straightforward position. Eze starts from the left, Martinelli comes off the bench to create an impact if needed.
Well, I think the opposite. I think Arteta is a very, very conservative manager in the biggest of games. I fully expect Martinelli to start on the left tomorrow. I expect Arsenal to sit in a mid block and try to exploit City on the break. We'll have to remember that City now plays Kusanov as their right back. And you might say to yourself, yes, Eze is the best person to combat that since Eze is the better dribbler. But on this understands, when City have pushed up and, the way Martinelli plays, ball over the top into space, I think that's his bread and butter. And I think Martinelli starts tomorrow. Mr. Cyril, coming to you quite quickly, could you please tell us quickly the weak points at City, especially their defense, and how do you think Arsenal are going to exploit this tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, I didn't get you. Can you repeat the question again?
Yes, I'm saying City are not the finished package yet. So obviously there are definitely weak points, especially in their defense. We saw even Manchester United almost exploit it in their last game. Where do you think Arsenal are going to hurt City the most?
Okay. I'm going to get back to your question, but I would like to polish up on what Mr. Ugo said.
Okay.
I vividly, you said you think Arteta is a conservative manager, and then you asked
It's
him
not
if
thinking.
Arteta.
I know Arteta is a conservative manager, but you can go on.
That's good. And then you asked the question if he had played to attacker's strengths over the years. I find that
Yes.
very interesting. One thing I have probably had an issue with over the past couple of years when it comes to football is narratives. How narratives spread. You find that so many people buy into a narrative that they don't really check in. They just maybe hear about it, see stuff about it, and that's what they follow. Bukayo Saka, he has had his best output years under what manager?
I mean, Arteta
Mikel
is
Arteta.
the only manager.
No, can I? No, he's not.
Well,
He's not.
he had a stint under the other
Now
brother.
you are changing. Now you are changing to well, so he's not.
That
Now you
other
are changing. Now you are changing your voice. You see what I mean? Emile
All
Smith
right,
Rowe
all
that we
right.
sold. Best years under which manager?
Mikel Arteta.
When Mikel Arteta came to Arsenal, Alexander Lacazette had spent 4 years, one or two under Wenger, two under Emery. His highest scoring season was under who?
Was he Arteta? I don't know about that. It's been so long. I don't.
You could check it. It was his last season before he left. It was him. When he came in, he brought Reece Nelson into the squad as well. He didn't perform very well. No problem. He brought in what's his name? Odegaard. Best scoring season in his whole career under Arteta. From Madrid to Sociedad under Arteta. His best output here under Mikel Arteta. Same with Granit Xhaka, ATM at that, by the way. So now the narrative that Arteta is conservative in big games, I find that very interesting because if you look at our results in the last 3, 4 years against the so-called top six teams, last season we put five past City. Last season we did 2-2 and 3-3 against Liverpool. The season before that we did five against Chelsea. I think, yeah, the one before that we did four against Chelsea as well. So it's like, are we watching the same games here? Because we've been scoring Tottenham like three every day. Every
Fair enough.
day.
Fair enough. Fair
No,
enough.
it's not fair enough. It's the truth. This is what is on ground. Like last season, before halftime, Havertz has scored like two goals against Spurs. By the way, I won't forget, Kai Havertz, best scoring year of his career last year. Under which manager?
Was it last year? Was not under Le it was not Leverkusen.
No, it
Anyways,
was not. I'm not done. I have to answer your question. Remember, it
answer the
was
question.
under Mikel
Answer
Arteta.
the question.
I will. I just want to get it straight. Like I said, the whole idea that Arteta is this conservative defensive manager is not true. He is not Diego Simeone. He is not even close to one more. We literally scored the most goals in the Premier League for the last two seasons by Liverpool, I think. Is so defensive. He's scoring the highest amount of goals in the league. Make it make sense. It doesn't sense, does it? It doesn't add up.
Okay.
Tim, was that if you tell me Arteta is trying to find the right balance between defense and attack, I will buy that, which is control, which is the whole idea of what we have been talking about. Because this is a manager that has strived for perfection in both defense and attack. Now, I get we don't all support the same teams, so we probably do not watch every game. But I feel like we should try our best to actually know what is on ground. Because if you tell me a manager is defensive, and I find out that this same manager had five to six players in 2022, 2023 with Gabriel Jesus, Martin Odegaard, Bukayo Saka, Granit Xhaka, and Gabriel Martinelli, all doing double figure goals and assists in the league, I will tell you are wrong because it doesn't add up, does it? That's five players, all in 10 goals plus 10 assists in a season under a defensive coach. Come on now.
He's not the
That
first,
doesn't sit well.
we could also go that down that rabbit hole of,
So
do you know how
off the
many
top of
goals,
your head, what's one manager that did that?
do you know how many
That
goals
they have.
Griezmann has scored under Simeone?
One player, not five. I'm saying five players.
Yes,
So call five
in one
players and
season,
players that
in
did
one
that.
season.
So
But
five names.
Cyril, you've not
I
addressed the particular
no.
question.
I would address it. I
How
want you to name.
because of time factor. How will
Okay,
Arsenal
fine.
cut
How will
City
Arsenal
tomorrow?
grow? Man City. So with Man City's defense, like I said, I am an Arsenal fan, and I fully expect a front line of Eze, Gyökeres, and Matuidi tomorrow.
Okay.
And contrary to most people's beliefs, I don't think Matuidi has done bad, but I think his end product is really lacking. And in that regard, I miss Bukayo Saka. And I think if he was available tomorrow, I would probably think this is an easy win. But I think at the end of the day, his pace and just his willingness to keep going and going and going and going is going to yield some end results. Eze is fantastic. We all know that. But I think he's still trying to find himself, same as Gyökeres. I think it's the service issue. You know, more time on the ball, more opportunities, and they would get where they are. But Madueke, he's pretty much hit the ground running, doing what he
So,
does.
And I
What's
think gonna be the scoreline tomorrow?
my prediction is going to be 3-1 Arsenal.
3-1 Arsenal. Okay, thank you for your submission. Mr. Analyst Kennis, just quickly as we round up the show, where do you think City are going to look to hurt Arsenal tomorrow? And what will be your prediction quite quickly as we round up the show?
Analyst Kennis, you're muted. You're
Analyst
muted.
Kennis, you're muted.
So I think the game would actually be a draw. And I am expecting City to try to pass them to death because basically that's how you can play Arsenal and make use of their 1v1 with Doku. Try to, he can go 10 times against Timber and succeed just twice. But to be honest, what they need is just one. A very good one that he gets and plays a cut back from the byline, and probably someone up puts a cross between the goalkeeper and the last defense line. It could be an own goal, it could be a tap in, it could be anything. That's like their best chances. Arsenal is very good on set piece. I would have said set piece because of Haaland's height, but it's going to be difficult. I sincerely want to just say one thing, if you would let me, because you're saying time, just let me.
Yes.
So, Cyril and Ugochukwu, I'm so sorry that we are going in circles when it comes to this matter, this particular thing. When I say Arteta thinks defensive, what I mean is not that he's like Conte or he's like there are frequencies to these things. For example, you could easily say that Xabi Alonso or is possession based, but it's definitely not possession based as much as Luis Enrique, or
Or even
but at the
as
end of the day, the arguments and the points you're raising to counter that Arteta is conservative, I'm sorry to say, but it's not ideal, because at the end of the day, what we are saying and what is making me saying you're looking for that balance between offensive play. It's not that you don't score goals. Jose Mourinho is like a defensive coach, we know that. Like, he thinks more defensively than offensively. When he won the league in the Premier League, he either has the highest number of goals or he's top two. Even the guy you made mention of, Inzaghi, the year he won the league in the Serie A, he had the highest number of goals. Those are
Yes.
not ideal measures when you're speaking about what you should look at is when you come up against Barcelona, what are you going to do? Well, okay, let's say
Exactly.
Barcelona is too possession based. When you come up against a team like PSG or Man City or a team that actually really keeps the ball, what will you do? And to tell you the truth, if Arteta was not like thinking defensive first, like you will hear him talking about getting mad when these players don't win their duels. If he is not that kind of person, he is not going to have Declan Rice. I don't believe he's going to have Declan Rice and sign a Zubimendi. As much as we know that if you sit Declan Rice at six, you're probably wasting what he can give you going forward. But he will still look for someone that, like a metronome, that can use the ball way more. Do you understand? But like he did that, he still signed Nordgaard. So like we can go on and on and on and on and on
Yeah,
and
okay,
on
it's
about
fine.
these things.
I
But
was just going to ask
I
one
think
thing.
we can take this
What?
offline so we don't
No,
go. Do you
I think
know what?
we
Do you
can
know
actually
what?
take it
Do you know what?
offline.
Let us just have this conversation differently
One last
on a
one
different
last thing.
day.
We're going to
No,
have this
we can have
conversation
it today
differently.
offline. We are just going to have this conversation differently
Because
we'll have it
of
today.
time constraints, because of
Yes,
time
we are just going
constraints,
to have this.
we're going to have this
Arteta, is
discussion.
Arteta
Arteta was not
conservative or
defensive.
not? We are
He
going
would
to have
not
this
sign
conversation
David Rice.
differently. Let's have it
He said
differently.
Arteta was not a defensive
This
manager.
is an this is
He would
another
not sign
topic
David
for
Rice.
the podcast.
This is
That same
another topic for
Declan
the podcast.
Rice. Pep Guardiola wanted to sign Declan Rice. Pep Guardiola wanted to sign Zubimendi, but they don't address Pep Guardiola as a defensive manager. Secondly,
because
Inzaghi
because
was
he had
winning.
other he already had
Inzaghi was
attacking
winning games.
attacking threats way
Oh
more
my.
than
Who
and Arteta
and who? Oh
didn't
my.
have
Oh
it. He
my.
was still buying
Inzaghi was
Zubimendi.
winning games.
Like he bought
Inzaghi
Zubimendi.
was winning
Like
games
he had
five.
all the defenders.
All
He
right,
still signed Calafiori despite all the
settle.
defenders he had.
Guys, settle.
Four.
Settle,
Inzaghi was winning
settle,
games five,
settle.
four.
Cyril,
You know
I
what?
need your
You
Twitter
know what?
handle. We have to have this conversation
We're going to
differently.
have this conversation. We might have this conversation right after this. Analyst Kenny's, just one word. Score predictions tomorrow. Arsenal, Manchester City.
1-1 draw.
1-1 draw. Mr. Ogo, we've taken so much time today discussing Arteta and Arteta's philosophy and what to expect. If you guys don't mind, we might have to come back to this and discuss Arteta as a person. Mr. Ogo, your final score tomorrow, Manchester City versus Arsenal at the Emirates.
Without missing what's a 3-0 for us now.
3-0 for Arsenal, you say. I think in the last game, City had less possession than Manchester United, Amorim's Manchester United at the Etihad, and they won 3-0. I expect Pep to line up in that similar way, give seed possession to Arteta's Arsenal, and try and hit Arteta on the break. I expect City to score the first goal, and I expect a 2-2 draw from Arsenal Manchester City. So thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Arteta would rather die than concede
You want to see
I
control?
expect a
See
2-2 draw
when you see
tomorrow.
control.
I expect a 2-2 draw
Tomorrow you
tomorrow.
I
Thank you,
promise
guys.
you,
Thank you, guys,
not
for coming
today.
on the show.
No, I'm
We are
calling
going to
you
have
back
this.
for WhatsApp. We're
We're
continuing conversation
going to have
immediately.
this right after this